AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington.
I'm Jim Crisillo along Interstate 40 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The Great American Thanksgiving Road Trip is underway.
The pandemic's over. We want to get things back to normal, start enjoying life.
When you fly, then you have to rent a car, then it's gas, then it's this, then it's that. So sometimes driving is really the best option.
AAA predicts 55 million Americans will travel to be with family and friends this holiday week, despite record-high gas prices for this time of year. Jim Crisula, CBS News, along Interstate 40 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
You'll be eating today, but not shopping, says KTVT-TV reporter Jack Fink in Dallas.
This year, the big box retailers still aren't opening on Thanksgiving night.
I do not miss that. No, sir.
Venky Shankar, marketing professor at Texas A&M University, says big box retailers and some department stores aren't opening on Thanksgiving because they've expanded online sales.
They don't have to overstaff the retail operations and too hard to find labor at the right prices.
The Black Friday deals are started much earlier, some retailers pushing them out last month.
Police are still looking for why a manager at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, shot and killed six people Tuesday night. CBS's Jeff Pagaz is in Chesapeake.
22-year-old Tynika Johnson, who family members say was working to get her first car or an apartment. Her aunt agonizes over the threat Tynika likely didn't anticipate.
But don't teach you what to do if it's your manager. You know, she didn't see that coming. She didn't see a threat from him.
The Justice Department wants to speak to former Vice President Mike Pence, says CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Federal investigators who are looking into what former President Trump did to remain in power want to talk to Pence because he knows what Trump was saying privately in the days leading up to and after January 6th. Pence was forced into hiding at the Capitol during the attack, and he was also under extreme pressure by Trump to block the certification of the Electoral College vote.
Russian forces have launched another large-scale attack on Ukraine's infrastructure. More from CBS's Chris Livesay on the ground in Ukraine.
Ukraine's last three fully functional nuclear power plants had to be disconnected from the grid amid the attacks. And at the very same moment, the European Union voted to declare Russia a state sponsor of terror.
Most Federal Reserve officials at their last meeting favored reducing the size of their interest rate hikes soon. But soon after that meeting, the central bank raised its benchmark rate by a substantial 0.75 point for the fourth straight time. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes. Another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
6-4 on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. It's the regular season finale against the rival Gophers. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies today with highs around 43. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 26. Clear skies tomorrow, high of 39. Highs around 46 Saturday under mainly sunny skies. 37 Sunday, chance for snow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to hour two of our program. On the line with us is our old buddy, Professor Richard Wolff, the economist, co-founder of democracyatwork.info, the author of numerous books. His most recent, The Sickness is the System, When Capitalism Fails to Save Us from Pandemics or Itself, also available as an ebook. He's the host of Economic Update, a program right here on Free Speech TV, Economic Update with Professor Richard Wolff. And Prof. Wolff on Twitter is his Twitter handle. Professor Wolff, welcome back to the program. I'm reading actually in numerous sources. The one that kind of flagged this for me was Adam Tooze's Substack newsletter, but others as well, that, you know, there are basically three large asset classes that fly around the world, the securities, stocks, debt, bonds, and real estate. And as the inflation rate is going down and the interest rates are going up, the price to the monthly payments that people have to make in order to buy a house are just exploding, which means that they can afford less and less expensive houses, which is starting to drive housing prices down. And if this precipitates a crisis or a crash of some sort, and because every country in the world basically has to raise their interest rates when we do, even if they don't feel the need to, because otherwise their currency gets debased against the dollar. I mean, are we looking at a worldwide real estate crisis? And if so, what does that mean?
Well, I think the honest answer is we don't know. But we're very afraid. Adam Tooze is in that group as well. So am I. We don't know because everything now depends on all the linkages in our economy, all the ways that producing fish in Japan is connected to getting bananas out of Central America or making software programs in Silicon Valley. The network of debts, of buying and selling, is so intense, so intricate, and so poorly understood that the question is only, will the downturn in housing, which we are already involved in, ramify? How will it impact everything else? Could it take everything down with it? Absolutely. I mean, the conventional wisdom now is that the crash of 2008 and 9, the so-called subprime mortgage crash, begins where its name implies, in the housing sector. And it was one of the second worst collapse of capitalism in the history of 400 years of this system that we've now had. So could it do it? Yeah. Could it be the beginning of real economic distress? Absolutely. Will it be? That depends, again, it's like we're making a test case, only the problem is the test case is us. We're testing it on us. Do we have enough resources? Have we adjusted enough since the last crash in 2008 and 9? Did we learn enough lessons? Are the political conditions going to allow us to apply the lessons we've learned? All of those are questions which we don't have the answer to, but how we get finally to an answer will tell us whether this downturn in housing is going to be the canary in the coal mine and the explosions are coming.
Yeah, this is something that could bring the whole thing down. We're, one of the other phenomena that we're seeing with regard to housing is hedge funds and giant vulture capital funds and whatnot moving into housing. I mean, literally, there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal about a year ago about how every Monday, I guess, they hold the auctions for distressed properties or tax sales in Atlanta. And these guys would show up literally with laundry bags, you know, cloth laundry bags filled with checks, you know, bearer checks, bank checks, whatever you call them, you know, certified checks, in quantities of $100,000, $500,000, and $10,000, so they could just buy anything and have the, you know, the money to instantly pay for it. And then they're buying up all these houses and then turning them into rental properties. And in some communities, there was one that they talked about in Nashville where something like a major chunk, I forget the percentage, of the housing in that particular community, that particular suburb of Nashville, is now owned by one company. I think it was BlackRock. And the average rent has gone from around $1,000 a month up to $1,700 a month, again, if my memory serves me correctly, in just a couple of years as a consequence of this, because once they kind of control the marketplace, they just start jacking prices up. And you combine that with the fact that it's getting harder and harder for first-time home buyers. You know, entry-level homes are just, you know, kind of a thing of the past. What does this mean for housing and for our economy, first of all? And perhaps more importantly, in your mind, what are the best policy solutions for this? I know some countries aggressively limit who can own residential real estate, limit speculation in residential real estate. The other thing is, there are a lot of foreign buyers for real estate in the United States. My understanding is there are more foreign-owned empty homes in the United States that have been bought as investments than there are homeless people in the United States. Now, I can't verify that number, but I've read it several places. So what does all this mean, and what do we do about it?
Well, let me respond by telling you a brief little story. I live in Manhattan, not very far from Fifth Avenue, and I have friends of mine who take visitors, Americans mostly, from other parts of the country on a kind of a tourist trip in New York while they're here. And one of their favorite things is to walk up Fifth Avenue, a very chic part of New York City, in the southern half of the city, and they do it at night. And they point out to the tourist, look at all the windows that are dark. Here we are, it's a winter evening, nobody's out and about, or very few are, but there's nobody there. And then it's explained to students what you just, to the tourists, what you just said. Namely, these are safe deposit boxes. They've been purchased by wealthy people around the world as an investment. It tends to go up. If you have a niece or a nephew visiting New York for a few weeks, they stay there. But other than that, it's loads and loads of empty houses and of empty apartments. And across the street, sitting on the curb, are homeless people staring at the empty apartment, but they can't put these two things together. I think the basic way to answer your question is this. Housing is one of the most important things in any society. Food, clothing, shelter, right? Those are the basic things we need. Housing is the shelter part. Either you manage that as a basic right, it's like having enough food, having enough water, having enough air, or you don't. If you leave it to the market, what you're saying is housing will be a profit-making enterprise. If it's profitable, it'll be produced. If it's profitable, its price will go up. If it's profitable, its price will go down. But profits is what the key decision-making variable is. And we now see what the results are. Two statistics to keep in mind. We have a higher percentage of young people married in their 20s, living with their parents in the same house as we've ever had in the history of this country. Young people cannot afford what it now costs to get an apartment, let alone a freestanding building. That's very, very important. People doubling up and tripling up a statistic that you have to really search for to get a handle on, is also exploding. We have a crisis. We don't have enough housing for the people who, either you give them more money so they can afford it, or you bring down the price, don't give them more money because they can afford it at the going rate of wages and salaries. You got to do one or the other if you allow the market to control it. So what can people do? Well, the most famous example in the world is the city of Vienna. In the city of Vienna, half of all the housing is public. It's owned and operated by the government, the city government of Vienna. Rents are maintained by the government, very affordable, as a percentage of income, much lower than here in the United States. They're beautiful. I visited them. These are beautiful apartment complexes. You'd love to live there. None of the social negativity associated with public housing here in the United States. And by the way, conservative governments, liberal governments, left-wing, right-wing, no one dares do anything to change this situation in Vienna, because literally half the population would immediately vote you out of office if you even threatened to do anything to take away. They have lots more money for everything else in life because the cost of public housing maintained as a public service is much lower than each competing landlord. Even if they own bunches of apartments, they are driven by a profit motive. The city doesn't have to do that. And the end result is subsidized housing, yeah. But it's beloved by the people of Vienna, and they're not all stupid, and they're not all backward. They're just as clever and smart as we are here, no more, no less. But they've opted to make sure that they have their housing problem solved.
So what are they, we have a minute and a half left before a hard break, by the way. What are they doing right that we did wrong with public housing in the United States? How did our public housing projects that largely started in the 60s out of the, the Great Society, with the best of intentions, turn into ghetto hellholes in many cases?
Well, I mean, I don't mean to be a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe in all of that stuff. But I will tell you that a lifetime of studying urban politics in our country has taught me that the real estate interests, private real estate interests, are an enormously important part of the political...
Oh, yeah. Jared Kushner's a slumlord.
Yes. They don't want to lose the investments they've poured in. They own private housing. They don't want a well-run, low-cost public alternative because it would threaten, at least to some degree, their private enterprise and their private profits. Mm-hmm. With the justification that comes later that somehow we're supposed to believe that the private profit motive will get us a better result. I mean, it simply isn't true. But if you are a private realtor and you are threatened by public education, making sure that the public housing isn't properly maintained, isn't properly serviced, isn't made an attractive way to live. That's why I use the example of Vienna. Go there, look at them, and you'll see what it can be.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a beautiful city. Professor Wolf, it's always great talking with you. Thank you so much, and happy holidays to you. Best of Thanksgiving.
Same thing, and for all of you at that station, it's a pleasure working with you.
Thank you. Back at you, sir. Professor Richard Wolf, democracyatwork.info. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with I've Got a Quick Geeky Science and your calls right after this. Awesome gift for the men in your life they'll love and actually use. It's possible. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grill Master Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. Get 20% off orders over $149 with the code BFWEEK22 at mancrates.com. That's BFWEEK22 at mancrates.com. BFWEEK22 at mancrates.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise cloudy. High of 48, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows around 30, cloudy. Highs level off around 43. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Mid-50s Saturday, low 40s Sunday, with a chance for mixed precipitation. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, the holidays are literally right around the corner. Thanksgiving's tomorrow, and Louise and I are ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from the HelloFresh market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Sign up today and I can get you 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70, T-H-O-M-7-0, at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. Code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. And welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Bill McKibben publishes a newsletter over on Substack, but he also writes for a lot of major publications. And The New Yorker just published a piece that's titled "Dimming the Sun to Cool the Planet is a Desperate Idea, Yet We're Inching Toward It," that I found absolutely fascinating. I just wanted to flag it and let you know about it. And this is called solar geoengineering. We know, for example, when Mount Pinatubo erupted back in, what was that, 86, I think, or whatever the year was, some years ago, that, say what? Oh, 2 minutes, sorry. That it cooled down the planet pretty terribly. And back in 1816, there was the Mount Tambora eruption, actually in 1815. And thus, 1816 became the year without a summer. Lake ice was observed in Pennsylvania in August. And in Europe, the grain yields collapsed and there were riots and things like that. So we know that if we put some crap in the upper atmosphere, it'll cool down the Earth because it reflects sunlight out. And there are a number of candidates for what that crap should be, whether it should be sulfur or whether it should be aluminum, powdered aluminum or aluminum oxide. One of the fancier ones is diamond dust, but there's a lot of ideas, but there's also a lot of potentially really disastrous side effects to these. Like they could destroy the ozone layer, or they would change the way sunlight hits the Earth, which drives photosynthesis, which is the basis of basically all life on Earth, or most life on Earth, certainly all complex, all mammalian life on Earth, goes back to photosynthesis. And we don't know what impact it would have on that, long term. And then the other problem is if we did it for a year or two and slowed down or even reversed, the global warming, and then found that there were problems, or if one country said to another country, we don't like the consequences of this, because the consequences are entirely unpredictable. This is going to alter weather patterns all around the planet. And some countries may say, we're getting whacked now when we weren't before. And so they, shoot down the satellites or end the global, the global cooling process. And then you get this blowback, this what's called termination shock, this blowback where things are even worse than they were. But in any case, scholars are sitting around talking about this because we're refusing to stop using fossil fuels. And so this may be our only option. And it's challenging, troubling, fascinating. And it's over at The New Yorker. It's by Bill McKibben. We'll be back with your calls on Anything Goes Wednesday right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls. Boiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/tom or...
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day
Day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies today with highs around 43. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 26. Clear skies tomorrow, high of 39. Highs around 46 Saturday under mainly sunny skies. 37 Sunday, chance for snow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 28.
It's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Probably heard by now that you should be using a VPN when you connect to the internet. Well, if you knew how easy it is to protect your connection with ExpressVPN, you'd be doing it already. ExpressVPN is the easiest way to browse safely, securely, and just better. First of all, it's blazing fast. Lots of other VPNs slow your connection to the point where it's not even worth it to connect, but ExpressVPN does not lag or buffer, and you can even stream in HD with no issues. And it couldn't be easier to use. Just open the VPN, ExpressVPN app, click one button, and enjoy instant protection across all your devices. Once you connect to ExpressVPN, you won't even realize you have it on. But your connection is secure, your data is encrypted, and you can get access to content available outside your region. No wonder it's been called the best VPN by Business Insider and TechRadar. Right now, go to expressvpn.com/Tom, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. expressvpn.com/Tom. And welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Wayne in Redding, California. Hey, Wayne, thanks for listening to KFOI. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Hey, I'm calling with a question. Given that we have a value of free speech, how do we balance the need to continue to have that as a primary ethic of our country against prosecuting people who incite stochastic terrorism?
I think there are laws on the books that, well, yeah, actually, with stochastic terrorism, it is particularly problematic because you can't draw a line of causality between, you know, a politician saying something, trashing, trans people for, the drag queen story hour kind of thing, you know, those kinds of things, you know, then leading to something like this horror that we saw in Colorado Springs. So I think that for that, I don't see necessarily a legal solution. I see a social solution. And that's why I'm saying we need to start calling this terrorism rather than pussyfooting around, you know, trying to dance around what it really is. I mean, we do have laws against inciting to violence. Go ahead.
Then by that definition, we have a terroristic organization in Fox News because they're constantly pumping out propaganda to incite terroristic behavior.
I would argue, and I'm sure they would argue, that they're not intending to incite terroristic behavior, but I believe that some of the rhetoric, perhaps even much of the rhetoric on Fox News, and much of the rest of the right-wing media, by demonizing people, by stirring up hate and fear, by freaking people out in general, does encourage terrorism in the United States. I think it's a terrible thing. And I think if we started calling it terrorism, they might be less willing to do it. We just need to be clear about what's going on here. We've got people inciting other people to terrorism, and then you've got the incited, the triggered, who are then going out and committing the terrorism. And then, of course, there's the third issue of the easy availability of guns in the United States to execute that terrorism. But frankly, even if we had the number of guns that we had back, 40 years ago, when it was a very small number of, I think only we had 20 guns per 100 people. Right now we have 120 guns per 100 people. These terrorists would still find enough guns to be doing the kind of, destruction that they're doing. So, we have two issues here.
I guess my point here is that this is a very difficult and thorny problem to resolve, because what you're really talking about, like you said, the solution has to be a social one, because it's the balancing of two rights.
Yeah.
The right to speak your mind against the right to be free of fear.
Yes. Free of fear and terrorism and violence. Yeah. And it's not just in the United States, by the way. Countries all over the world are struggling with this, in Germany in particular, because they have explicit laws against referencing Nazism and using Nazi iconography and stuff like that. Iconography, I guess, is how you say it. But You know, where does free speech end and where does the incitement to terror begin is a really tough question. And I don't think that there's any simple answers, but I do think, and this is why I wrote this op-ed today, that the beginning point is to identify it. If you can't identify a problem, you can't cure that problem. And we are completely failing in our ability to identify terrorism as terrorism in the United States. Wayne, thank you for the call. Ike in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Ike, what's on your mind today?
Well, a couple of quick tongue-in-cheek comments. I thought that the pledge ended with, you cannot be reproduced without the express written consent of baseball, Major League Baseball.
there you go.
And I give thanks for you. And to tell you the truth, I keep looking at you, at your stature. You're not really that big of a fella, stature-wise, and your head's not really abnormally huge, but, man, you got a lot of stuff packed in there. I bet you don't even have enough room to grow hair in your ears. You amaze me with the facts and the knowledge you carry around in your head and your prolific
Thank you, Ike. What it is, and there's nothing all that unique about me, what it is that if you were talking with somebody about electronics who was an electrical engineer, they would blow you away with their knowledge of electronics. If you were talking with somebody who does medicine all day long about medicine, they'd blow you away with that. I do politics all day long, and so I know a lot about what I'm talking about.
It's a blessing to those of us out here that are trying to keep up. But listen, here's a red flag for you. In the county of Charleston, here in Charleston, South Carolina, and in the county of Berkeley, the Moms for Liberty have shown up and they have taken control of two school boards.
Oh my.
And the most recently, they did it in Berkeley County. They came in for the first meeting after the elections. They threw out three of the members that had been elected, and they installed their own person along with the other people. And they just did it, flat out did it.
Mm-hmm.
They also, in the town of Somerville a couple of years back, this is a different organization, I can't remember the name of them, I think this was just the Republican Party themselves, but in the town of Somerville, a Democrat won the election for mayor. Well, during the lame duck session, I guess you would call it, the Republican, the majority of the Republican that were running the place went in there and said, okay, they stripped the power from the mayor's office to where the mayor had no power when he got in. And this is the kind of behavior that goes on when you talk about terrorism. These people are using politics and using the very nuance of almost to the point of you've got to explain what the meaning of is, and they're splitting fine hairs and they're doing things, and they're doing it on the margins, and they're also doing it much like with this tax fight with to get Trump's taxes. You had one judge sit on that case for over a year and hold everybody up before it got released, even though the law was clear that you shall produce those taxes to the Ways and Means Committee.
Right.
You see how they're operating here?
Oh, I absolutely get it. Yeah, and a lot of this is being funded out of the dark money funds from the right-wing fossil fuel billionaires.
Absolutely, and I think the Democrats are going to really absolutely have to buckle down and start, and I know we don't like to operate the way that they are operating, but we had better start doing something along those lines when we've got the chance at power. And a good demonstration of that change in policy would be this lame duck session. Don't be anything but a strong arm session, and let's get something done and as much done as we can in the little time we've got left.
I'm with you. I am hoping that Chuck Schumer does not call a vacation here. Take Thanksgiving off, fine, but let's be back to work on Monday.
Great Thanksgiving, you and your wife and your family, and I look forward to listening to you in years to come, my friend.
Thank you, Ike. Thank you for your kind sentiments.
Thank you.
Best of the holidays to you, too. Thank you. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
And happy Doctor Who Day.
Yeah, there you go.
1963. yes. So I'm grateful that you're back from your recovery. And I'm grateful that Nicole Sandler down here has stayed in South Florida as long as she did. She reintroduced you back in, what, January 2008? Mm-hmm. But like the song Nicole says, great, Oceanfront Property in Arizona.
Yeah. Hmm? Nicole is great, isn't she?
She's a treasure.
Yeah, she really is.
But unfortunately, the song Oceanfront Property in Arizona is going to apply to her as she flees, you know, very red Florida for not so red Arizona. Mm-hmm. And it sort of crosses back into what Richard Wolff was saying. The joke was any non-American who gets a degree here should have a green card stapled to the diploma. But we have foreign-born teachers sort of temping here. And I'm wondering, do we need to have, if not a dormitory, some kind of structures to prevent brain drain, like Nicole Sandler, from fleeing, taking all that institutional knowledge with them? Because, yeah, there's a lot of retirees and carpetbaggers coming down here, but there's a lot of homegrown talent that gets drowned out by nepotism. I'm one of those victims who just can't function in the fake economy down here. And I've had degrees and credentials, but I'm the wrong demographic, so I'm not quite the right religion, so...
Well, across the Sun Belt, I mean, you know, we're seeing housing prices explode, and it's been particularly problematic across the Sun Belt. And Nicole had me on her show a month or so ago about my new book on neoliberalism. And I think my recollection is that she mentioned how, you know, obscenely expensive housing had become there in Florida. And I'm not sure if that's why she's moving or not, but you know, I just love Nicole. We've gone back and forth and been on each other's shows for decades.
But if you want to have any easy answers here. Minimum wages down here, it's $1.87.
Whoa. Is that, you're talking about for servers, for tip-based people?
I mean, if you're trying to make money by delivering food.
Right.
So
the gig economy. Yeah.
At a place. You could be stuck at a big name place, but if the food has already been grabbed and no one told you or canceled the order, you're stuck with nothing but, you know, half the wage you were promised.
Yeah.
That's not capitalism. That's garbage.
Yeah, that's the gig economy, and the gig economy is just a fancy way of saying let's exploit some more workers. I'm with you, David. I don't have any easy answers for this complex problem that you've laid out, but I think that we need to be discussing it more often. David, thank you for the call, and happy Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars, or maybe the minor debate over Thanksgiving dinner. What gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone naughty or nice on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it, they have it! Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Visit wineenthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and holiday sales events happening now for the best prices of the season on wine storage, gifts, and more, and get free standard shipping on orders of $99 or more. Some exclusions apply. Wineenthusiast.com. They bring wine to life. Message and data rates may apply.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. It's not a-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise cloudy. High of 48, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Low is around 30, cloudy. Highs level off around 43. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Mid-50s Saturday, low 40s Sunday, with a chance for mixed precipitation. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Find bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Palast calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag your it. Spoiled supermarket meat? Sawdust-like fillers? Artificial preservatives? These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many of the popular dog foods today. Yuck! That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruits. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. And our dogs go absolutely bonker for the savory flavor and texture. Blue and Chewy love it. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. There's a 100% return, 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text stop, opt out. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls, Nancy in Elkhart, Indiana. Hey, Nancy, what's on your mind today?
Well, hi, Tom. Hey. I loved your rant today. I think it just it goes about half of what your callers have been talking about. It all relates. The term mental health related to terrorism. The idea of mental health. We as teachers, retired here, we were trying to get mental health looked at for so many years in the school systems to try to get funding for that. Even clear back, in the days of Mike Pence, way before him. I'm sure that you know, to even get something, the special ed program, mm-hmm. We as teachers could identify what we would call a future terrorist. They didn't even know the term. A kindergarten teacher could tell you that. Mm-hmm. And then when they finally got the programs, if they could get it, we wanted funding. Well, no politicians. Wanted to call funding for mental health.
When you say back to the days of Mike Pence, you're talking about when Mike Pence was your governor there in Indiana.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And all of our religious churches, you know, they always wanted to pray for everybody. Well, anyway, when all this said, well, that shooter would have had mental health. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the gun people, to me, the person who sold them the guns, that, you know, had mental health, but they wanted to have all this money. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't believe now that anybody on the media, I can't believe that news people, both the bad and the good, and journalists, I can't believe they just didn't pick up on that either.
Yeah.
Bringing that out and saying, what do you mean mental health? Of course he's got mental health. But why call it, of course politicians won't even say that.
They don't want to use that word terrorism. They're afraid of it.
Of course not.
And
they know it's because they don't want NRA and all those people on there against them. They think they can't get it passed. Well, all the people that have called in, you know, and said things, and I totally believe them. And, you know, again, here it is, this gun idea. I've been having it, in my back pocket so long, and I'm belonging to some organizations now. And if the Democrats, I've heard some of my friends calling in, I hear my friends because they sound like it. If the Democrats aren't going to do anything about more, if they think that they did something, I'm sorry that the president did something, yes, but I can't believe. But our Democrats, they better get more progressive, because I'm going to tell my local party here, I've worked for them, but if they can't do something to get this brought to the front...
You're talking about the gun crisis in America.
Yes, if they can't get that on their, whatever you call it, then I'm going to talk to them, and I'm going to say, you're not going to get me, and I guarantee you how the public looks at teachers now. Mm-hmm. I bet you we can get some NEA people saying, you want our money? Then you do something, since they think teachers are so terrible.
Yeah. Did you see how Mike Pompeo said that Randy Weingarten, who's a friend of ours and a regular on our program for years, is the most dangerous person in America?
I mean,
he just put a target on our back.
And I, like I said, if you're going to teach, I understand nobody wants to be a teacher. I'm from Indiana. And all of our schools, but most of the ones up here in northern Indiana, all the schools started school with about 30 or 40 positions.
Okay.
They don't want to be teachers.
Wow.
They need them, and I wouldn't want to be a teacher the way everybody looks at them and the things they want them to do.
Well, and it's got to be a challenge in those school districts where you've got, these right-wingers like the so-called Moms for Liberty. The reinvention of the Daughters of the Confederacy, I think. Rewrite our history
books. All the counties up here. Yes, nobody wants to be a teacher, and it's going to be that way.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough
university.
Now, this is the war on public education, Nancy. It's really nothing more. Nancy, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you from Indiana. I appreciate it. We'll be back with the third hour of the program right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics Find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home.